Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, islands and seas, mountains of gray.
All right, we are live here, and we have our psychic roundtable here for all of you. And Barbara Savinsky-Safransky, see, it's been a little while since I've done this roundtable. It's Barbara, Reverend Barbara Safransky from Salem, Massachusetts, and Carol Adams, and... So call on in. The number to call in, 347-884-8245 is the number. And press the 1 on your phone when you want to come on board, okay? Press the 1 on your phone when you want to come aboard and have a question. Alrighty, it's very important to do, otherwise I don't know you're wanting a reading, okay? Press the 1 on your phone. Okay, there you go there, and alrighty. Not sure if Carol's calling in tonight or not, but I'll keep an eye out for her. But my good friend Barbara is here, so let's go ahead and let's go up to Salem and bring Barbara on to the show here. Welcome back, Barbara.
I am here on my broom. That's how I got here.
yeah, for sure.
Wouldn't it be nice, Michael, if we could hop on a broom and just take off and not pay for it and just fly across the country?
I would
love to do that.
It would, you know.
A lot of freedom, but no gas. We're not hurting anybody, just flying around on our little broom, making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
It's a dream, but this,
yeah.
But dreams come true, they certainly do.
They do. You know, when we were kids, we used to watch the cartoon, The Jetsons, you know, and I tell my son, we really thought when we were kids, when we got to be adults, we'd be able to, you know, fly one of those around. We thought we had advanced that far. Didn't you think that, Barbara?
I don't know thought of it that I would be driving around with one, because I'm not the best driver in the world, and I probably would take off the side of a building or something. You know, my kids just don't like me to drive.
I think if I remember those cartoons, they were pretty much automated. You just, because they always were and they were talking and they were doing, there nobody was driving them. It didn't seem like you just punched in where you wanted to go.
Then I'd be all right.
Because my son, who is 22 now, he asked me the other day, he said, "Dad, are we as advanced now as you thought we would as a kid?" And I said, "No, not really." And he said, "Well, why is that?" Because he thought we were, because all this internet and all that. I said, "Well, because of the Jetson cartoon, I really thought we'd be flying around in those spaceships by now. And we're still stuck in cars with gas. And, I mean, in some ways, we have advanced a lot. In other ways, you kind of like, you know.
Well,
you're like,
Michael,
wow.
I go back to the days that you had the big trains made out of all that iron. The big train, not the slick now, or even the subways, but it. I can see tremendous advancement, but I think the most advancement we've had within mankind as we've gotten to now is our intellectual capacity of what we want our life to be. I don't think we thought of our own lives back in those days. We just did what we were ever told by our parents. We didn't think for ourselves. But now young people, as they get older, they're starting to think more about what can I do for life? What can I do for mankind? And to me, I think that that's a wonderful advancement. It's a start.
I totally agree with you, because I think that's the biggest advancement, is just our overwhelming kindness over the years. I mean, I'll look at just one issue, just one. There's many of them you can look at, but look how, you know, my son is gay, and look how better we treat people who are gay than back in the 60s or 50s.
Oh, yeah.
You could talk about that, right?
Yeah. I couldn't then. We couldn't. That wasn't. I didn't even know what that was.
Right.
I didn't even, I don't know if any of that really was a part of human development then, because that was suppressed so much within the person who had that problem. And it's not a problem, I shouldn't say a problem, only to the feeling of you not being able to do what you wanted to do. Now, it's come to the point that we can express ourselves. Who are we, and what can we give to life? Not just to those around us, but to life itself. And the younger people are doing that. And I love that. I really do. And that's coming from, say, my generation, because my generation is a lot further back than yours. It's probably further back than life itself. I feel within myself, Michael, that I go back so far in time, and in this generation I've been able to bring all that forward with what I'm doing. And you couldn't do that when I was a child, or when you were a child.
Yes, right. And
what
I just
you?
Go ahead.
what we do is so special to others who need to be helped without going to a psychiatrist or running out to a crazy psychic who gives them some stupid remark and not helping them but hindering it. And it's wonderful now that you brought about through with what you do and through with what I do and Carol and all the others who you have on your program to help others who are in need of some sort of guidance.
Right. Exactly. The help, the guidance, and like you said, we couldn't have done this back then at all. And now you see kids who are, you know, a lot of them are not thinking of, where can I make, you know, the biggest buck? Where can I, make my millions? You know, where they're looking at, you know, where can I help people? And I'm so proud of my kids because, you know, Holly, my daughter, both kids are twins, so they're the same age. She's studying and going to school to be a doctor now. And then my son is, you know, he wants to be in the spiritual field because he wants to help people. He hasn't decided where it's going to be, if it's psychic or what, but he wants to help people. So he isn't quite decided, but both kids want to continue to help people. So
if he lets spirit alone guide him, spirit will guide him towards the right way to go. Because you know that in my life, I was not where I'm at today. I wish I could have done years ago what I'm doing now. It would have been so much more powerful that I could have touched more people. Because when I was 30, I didn't know about what I'm doing now. I never knew where I'd be. I was just married, had a baby, was working, didn't know where I was going in my life. And I look back now and say, you know, when you trust spirit and you trust in the divine consciousness of understanding, you can really find your way. So he'll be all right if you step aside and let him be who he wants to be. You know,
right.
I didn't start this until I was, say, in my 40s. Well, no one could interfere with me at all by then. Not my mom, not my dad, not my husband, not anybody, because I had gotten to a point in life where that I had complete understanding of what I really, I had such a calling. And I can understand how there's priests and nuns and ministers and everything else. And what you're doing too, Michael. You have a calling within your heart that wants to touch the world. And if we all do that, it can really travel throughout the world. If one person helps another, it's a wonderful flow of energy.
Yes, you're totally right. And lastly, before we go to callers, you're totally right. And I do that with my son, and I've told him that. And I said, you know, just keep studying, keep going into, you know, right now he's into the near-death experiences, absorbing that information into him. And I remember when I was there many years ago, I took in all that near-death stories because showed me what God was like. It also showed me what the other side was like. And I absorbed it until I had basically enough, and then I was ready to go out and do other things, and that's where he's at. And I said, just let it, like you just said, let it sit with you. You will be directed in the right way when it's time, and I think that'll be soon, but not right now. And just be, you know, what he's doing. He's content what he's doing. And happy.
Is he
and,
in school or anything?
Well, he's not in school right now, but he's
what's
working
he
hard.
Studying?
He's not in school right now. So
no, but what curriculum? Like, even if it's just going to a meditation class every single week.
Right. Well, he's trying to get, he's trying to find what class. I've told him that, to get into some classes, spiritual classes. So,
that's
working on that.
I can never stop saying that. You hear me say that all the time, because that's the secret. If you want the key to get to be where you want to be in life, go into that, because you and divine consciousness will find it together.
Yes.
You don't need to go to outside help. When you go within, and within the inner part of you, is when you're able to touch what you really are. And if he wants to get into this field, go take a meditation class. Learn how to do it. Then you can teach it, and then you can go from there. You can be following you, but in a different light.
Exactly. I know that.
You've given him all the directions, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. My daughter.
Don't listen to mom.
No, right.
Yeah, well,
I think you remember
in the medical field.
Yeah, that's helping people right there. That's great. And that's what my daughter was first studying to be a nurse, but then she said she wanted to work more directly with the patients instead of doing the orders of the doctors and passing out pills, because she works in a hospital right now. So she sees what a nurse does, and nurse do great things. So we all need nurse, but for her, she wanted to. I've always thought that of her. I always thought she'd be a doctor, because she always had an interest in that. And I said, why didn't you start that from the beginning? And she said, honestly, Dad, I didn't think I was smart enough. I said, oh, my goodness. You have this, there's nothing holding you back.
She has a gift. She has that special gift, whereas your son has his own special gifts, but he's still working through, which I have been doing. It's a funny thing that you brought that up, Michael. Through what I do with all the people that come to me from all over the world, what's been coming forward very strongly is gender between the male or the female, which way they should go. And I can't believe, and yet I look back when we were younger, I don't remember that happening, but it is now. And so it's something we have to face, and something that has to be handled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you mean gender? Like,
gender of you're born a male, and then halfway through your life you want to become a female, and vice versa. And the same thing with people who have gay pride and so forth. That's a really tough thing to go through, because you're busting through society, and they have to remember that's what they're there for.
Uh-huh.
They're there to bring this out, and it's nothing to scorn. It's just male, female, and the next gender. But there's two more genders after that. There's the gay, there's the women, there's the men, So it comes out to be a very confusing place for young people who have come into life, and all of a sudden they realize this. And I have to give them so much credit for coming forward and admitting where they walk in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true.
You will find that, when I came into what I'm doing at my time and place, I had a bust through. I went into a city of witches, and not one single person was ever an angel.
Yes.
And I walked into it.
Wow.
So why was I put there? Why were we all put? Why are you on the radio? Because you're supposed to do what you're doing to get the word out. And that's a very special gift.
Yeah.
Well, I talked enough.
Sorry. To you. No, you're great. That's why I'm listening. But let's bring on some callers. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's, guys, call on in, folks, and 347-884-8245. We'll spend the rest of the show with you guys, the callers. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard the radio show, and let's go to Virginia, and let's bring in a sweetheart of a lady here. Barbara, let's bring in Bonnie to the show.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. How you doing, dear?
I'm okay. You know, I love you. I adore you. I love it when you're on. You're my favorite show, you know? I love
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
I love you. And you've been gone a while, so I've missed you so much. But
I have been gone, yeah.
Blame
yeah,
that on me.
Yeah.
We've missed you. We really have missed
you. What's the first question you have, Bonnie?
Well, you know, for the last several years, I've been going through this strange transition. And I've had a lot of issues sort of all the way around that have not been good, not health, not finances, all kinds of things. But today I had a very interesting spiritual experience. When I took my car to the mechanic, I have a pair of brothers that are my mechanics, Eddie and Charlie. And Eddie fixes the car, and Charlie is like a spiritual advisor. So I said, Charlie, I need a blessing. I'm having all of this trouble. And in the process of talking to Charlie, I just kind of broke down and cried. But he gave me this little lecture about, look, you're having all these problems because God's trying to see if you can get through them, because whatever's coming next is going to be absolutely more than you can imagine. It's going to be something special, and that's why you're going through these other things now. So I guess my question is, are things going to just turn around for me? It's not like I'm not trying, but everything I touch seems to turn to dirt for some reason. You know, I'm a very good psychic, I think, but I do other things. I write, I can paint, I do graphics. I mean, I do a lot of things.
Okay.
But that's fine.
What you have to stop to think about, dear, you know that we all work with energy.
Yeah.
And energy is what you attract. So if you're going to, if you have one bad thing, I'm not saying you personally, but if a person has one bad thing come into their life, then they say, oh, what's the next thing that's going to happen now? Okay.
Right.
And when you start to do that, what you send out is a tremendous negative energy that nothing good is going to happen to you.
Okay.
When you light, and don't ever say that I never had plenty of things happen to me. And don't ever think that Michael hasn't had plenty of things happen to him. We are, the world is the energy of our karma. Karma is very hard to understand. Karma are all the attractions that you bring in from many lifetimes. And if you start them disrupting and coming into you, you will have more negativity around you. So let's start thinking for you, saying, start thinking of all the good things that have happened to you, not the negative. Because the negative is only something to, the negative is only something for you to jump over and get rid of.
That's sort of what Charlie said.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Something negative comes into your life, you say, oh, this is not going to last long. Get out of here. I don't want you there. Now you turn on to, please now, God, bring me something, or who's ever up there? Who the heck knows? But who's ever up there? All my angels, all my guides, bring me something that I can handle even if it's a little bit negative, to get me over towards something that's going to come that won't be so bad and get forward. And if you start jumping over your hurdles and look at them as not hurdles, because every hurdle in your life is a part of a lesson to put in your life's book.
Okay.
And
yeah,
look at it and say, how could I have done this better?
Right.
Or should I handle this and then go out and change it?
Yes, I feel very fortunate because I've met a lot of really nice people, and people are very kind to me. And I you have to appreciate that with tremendous gratitude, you know. But yeah, I'm just wondering
but
if things will turn around a little faster.
Okay. Why do you have all these nice people around you? Because it's what you're attracting to you. You're attracting these nice people who are helping you get through your struggles. Now you say, okay, I'm going to go on. I'm going to make it work. And you got to go out there and do it yourself. You can't let someone else do it for you.
No,
that's not what it's all about. If you sit back and think someone's going to put $1,000 in your lap, it's not going to happen.
That's true.
You gotta talk to people. You have to get a raise in a job or take on another job or do whatever you have to do. And that's the same with bringing a man forward. You know, many people say, how can I bring a man into my life? Well, then you do something that you like to do so that when you meet people, you'll have the same thing in common.
Yes, it's very sensible. Sure.
Okay. Now, it's the same thing with what you do in life, dear. Do something that you really enjoy that won't make you unhappy. If you want to meet another man, go back to school. Take up something that you always wanted to learn. You'll meet somebody there, and you'll have something in common because it will be somebody that you want to be with.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. It does.
So, okay, now do that, and you get your answer. It's not very far away. The sooner you do it and work that way, saying, I can do it, I can do it, I know I can. You know the little engine that couldn't be killed when we were children?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
If you say that, I can do it, I can do it, I think I can, I think I can, I know I can. You will. And by this time in August, you will have your heart's desire.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call. I really have missed not hearing you on the air.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, my darling.
Have a nice night, dear. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Bonnie. Bonnie's very sweet. That was really nice. Let's go next to our next call. Remember, if you want to come aboard, press the 1 on your phone. Very important. Let's go to area code 402, Nebraska. Welcome. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, this is Leilani.
Leilani?
Leilani. Who, Leilani?
Oh, Leilani. Oh, isn't
yes.
that pretty? It sounds
Thank
like
you.
It comes from Hawaii.
Yes, it does. So do
does
I,
it?
But I am now a Cornhusker.
A name like that would very much have a real special meaning to it, does it? Because they deal with flowers
yes.
a lot.
What
yes, does
it
means
wreath of heavenly flowers. And I also found out from somebody who studied a lot of religion, who was half Hawaiian and half Japanese. He came and he spoke. And he said the original Hawaiians had a monotheistic point of view, and they didn't believe in like killing because life was sacred and water was sacred. And when the second generation of Hawaiians came, the Tahitian Hawaiians brought the kapu system. There was a bunch of kahunas that practiced in secrecy, and they would pass down their traditions
Much
through the
for
kule.
Sharing that.
the Ku'ule of the family. So, yeah, I found out what my name, why it was passed down. And, you know, I wasn't taught, but I learned a lot. So
that makes you special.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Because that's a real old name.
Yes. And I really
and
believe names hold a lot of power. My question was, I really like somebody, and I just wondered what you see. His name is Justin, and I get kind of mixed messages from that guy.
How long have you been seeing him, dear?
Probably about 6 months or so.
About off and on?
Yes.
Or every, yeah, off and on, like at least once a month or so? Twice a month.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'd like it to be a heck of a lot more.
Right.
And how old are you both?
He's 31 and I'm 32.
Okay. See, you're at an age in development, and you have to look at it this way. Do you know what his birth sign is and yours?
His birthday is February 26, 1986, and my birthday is February 10th, 1985.
His is
2/26/86. And
that
mine
is
2/10/85. Yes.
2/10/1985. So you're a Pisces?
I'm an Aquarius and he's a Pisces.
You are an Aquarius, excuse me, but he's a Pisces.
Yes.
Or right on the cusp there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and Aquarians, and your birth signs are so important. I can never explain this enough to people, that the attributes that a birth sign carry are your emotional factors and your personality, also your rising sign, if you know that. And Aquarians live it. I had a gentleman in my life, my second husband, who was an Aquarian, and they live in the future. They roll along. They're dreamers. They see so much. And then you got the Pisces, who's very quiet and not really someone that wants to mix with the world as much as an Aquarian would, because Aquarians
mm-hmm.
like to get out and be the world, but a Pisces might hide in the closet, and they're not forceful people normally. I'm not saying that, but you were both born on the number 8, and 8 to me, as I am recognizing as time goes on, represents karma. And karma is a very strong thing to work with. Now, you've lasted for 6 months with him. Have you asked him to give you more time?
I know that he's got a lot of work going on, so I haven't really asked for more time. I just kind of let it be.
I understand that, and I would do that also. Do you see him on a weekend night?
Yeah, when I usually do, yeah, it's when he's not working.
Yeah, when he's not working, yeah. Tells a lot, and I say that because when you see somebody on the weekend, it's like the end of the week, you want to tie it up. I want to be with somebody I really care for and spend my night of not working with somebody I like. Do you realize that?
Yes.
Have you thought of that?
I didn't really think of but that's true.
Well, think of it. When you really think of it, you know, we women want to see men every night if we can, because we love to have them around. But men have a different energy than we do. So
right.
If he's really into his business, whatever he does, and trying to think of his career, because he's a young man just coming into life and coming into his career, as you are also.
Right.
Give him time. Okay, give him time. He wouldn't be with you if he didn't here. Does he ever call you in between those days?
Yes.
Or do you text back and forth?
Both.
Okay. So he's thinking of you as you are thinking of him. And that means a lot. He's maybe just not ready yet in his own personal development, because 31 for a man is young. Men don't really start to want to settle down until they're 34, 35 nowadays, 38 maybe. Career, to a man, their career is the most, as it is, should be for a woman, but it's more so for a man. Have to have a good career so that they can hold their life together and support a person and bring in a family.
Right.
So he's working very much on doing something that's very special to him, which is trying to make his career work. So be patient. Have you said to him that you love him?
No.
He hasn't said it to you?
No.
But when you make love, do you feel it?
Yes.
Then don't doubt him. He's a man of few words. He doesn't spread his thoughts out. He's too big. Look at his background. Do you like his family? You don't have to answer this. Do you like his family? Do you get along with your family? Have you met the family?
Yes. And yes, you, he's like a really family-oriented person. He really is close
okay.
to his family.
And you've met them?
I met some of his family.
That's fine. You bet it, girl. When a guy does that, he's not ashamed of the person he's with. He's very proud of her and that she's going to be in his life. Now, do you fight at all?
We've gotten into a couple arguments, but nothing really serious.
But nothing about personalities or just opinions of things?
Right.
Then I wouldn't worry about it. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. I wouldn't back down because it's your opinion. You don't have to. You're who you are, and you hold true to that. You want to know if he cares? I'd say yes, very much. He's working towards trying to bring you into his life. He just doesn't have a lot of time to do it. Don't look for something that's not there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, thank
you
very
much. I wish
you
luck, my dear. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And we have Reverend Barbara Szafranski on the show with us today. And let's take our final call of the show here. Let's go to Virginia. We're going to bring Teresa on into the show.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Is it warm
out?
Is it warm out there?
Yeah, it's temperate. It's
starting
nice.
To.
It's
yeah.
gonna be summer before spring.
Yeah, I went to Virginia one time and I saw the cherry blossoms, and it was the most beautiful place to go. It was just
really
beautiful. The Japanese girls walking around with their little umbrellas, and it was a gorgeous place to go to.
Yeah.
What's
very
your question
nice, very
here?
Lovely. Okay, so I've been single for a long time. I was married and with the same person for 18 years, and then he left and we got a divorce. And so I've been relatively single since 2012. And so I'm looking for love.
But yeah,
I haven't
okay.
had much luck with it.
Well, that's 5 years ago, right? So you've been
yeah.
separated for 5 years. After
yeah.
the divorce, how long did it take you before you got on your feet again?
What do you mean on my feet? Romantically?
You don't even have to answer that. How long did it take you? You had to just think of that. It's only been 5 years after your divorce. How long did it take you till you said, yeah, maybe I should have somebody in my life?
It was almost immediately. I tried
Did you have somebody straight away?
I dated someone in 2013 just kind of casually, and I was wanting a little bit more, and they faded away. But they came back in my life as a friend, and we're great friends, and I would never change that. I mean, I really adore him, and he adores me. But I know there will never be anything more than that, and I'm all right with that because we are really good friends, and we talk about that, and so it's good. And then I dated someone for about 8 months, and he didn't want to make any more of a commitment, and plus I was moving away, so it was kind of like a moot point anyway. But I've just, you know, that's a whole year.
So that's a whole year that you were changing your life. That's why I'm asking you, how long did it take you to get back on your feet again? Because all that time that you were doing all those things, you were changing, coming to a different place, looking at what you really want. Now, here you are 2 years after that. So that's only 3 years that you've been without a man. What's your birth sign?
It is Aquarius.
Okay. Now, Aquarians are wonderful people. I love them. They are so spiritual. They're so loving. They're so caring. You're looking for love in all the wrong places.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, it's because you have to go to places that are things that you like to do. If I said to you, do you want to join a bike club, would you do that?
Yeah, something like that. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay. If you join a walking club, you're going to meet new people.
Yes.
Even if it's a woman, sometimes a woman will say to you, oh, I got a friend, I'll fix you up with them. But you need to meet new people. You have to change now because what you're doing in your life, my dear, is not working.
I
know. Proved it.
I live in a very
small
town.
Years.
I live
not
in a very
five,
small
3
town.
Years. Okay.
Yeah, it's been
how old are you?
I've been okay with, I'm 50. I've been all right with being single, but I really miss
like
the companionship.
Companion. Yes, of course.
Yeah, and I live in a small town, and I'm moving from this town to a larger town with about 13,000 people. I'm going from 1,500 to 13,000. So,
when are you going to move?
Next month. So in April, I'll be there.
You're doing the best thing that I would recommend in all my life because change is good. And then when you get there, join some organizations. How old are you?
I'm 50.
Okay. Join a museum. There's a lot going on at museums. Join not just a health club. Look and see what the papers or the city has to offer for events that are going on into the city. Get into things.
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an artist, and right now I have my own art studio, but I'm closing it so I can move. And that's another aspect of my life where I'm not sure what I'm going to do when I get to my new town.
Don't worry about it. You got enough money to live for 6 months?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. You get an apartment. You look around.
I bought a house.
You join the art guild.
Mm-hmm.
okay? You join the art institutions there. You go to the art museums. Join that. Get involved with all the things that are special to you, because if you're an artist, you're a very, very sensitive individual. Get
yes.
yourself into a meditation class.
Okay.
A spiritual meditation class, because that will open up your consciousness and bring through the most beautiful artwork, but also the beauty of who you are to attract whom to you you want. You have to have a person for you that is someone that will let you express the beauty that you are.
Yes, that's what I've been asking for.
Okay.
Yep.
And the only way to do that, to be honest, is to get into your, and I don't mean religion when I say this, a spiritual activation. That's why I recommended a meditation. It can be a Buddha. It can be spiritualist.
Right.
It can be any group that you feel comfortable with, so that will start to make you meet new people in something that you want to do.
Yes.
And you'll find within 3 to 4 months, you'll have somebody in your life.
That would be amazing.
Simple as that. Huh?
I said, that would be amazing.
I don't see that's not going to happen. Because, what you have to realize is what you want, God will give you. You have to go into your soul and talk to the higher power, talk to divine consciousness, and say, this is what I need, this is what I want, please help me. And thank you for doing it.
Yes.
Always thank us.
Yes.
Always.
Oh yes.
Always thank.
Always.
You know.
Always.
And you will have it. Believe me, you'll have it in a short, very short amount of time.
Great. That's
Were
great.
You thinking of putting a new hairstyle together?
I
know that's crazy.
I have been thinking about changing my hairstyle.
I
okay, have a lot of
cause I just
so I'm
saw
kind of
that.
Limited.
You have what?
I have a lot of cowlicks, so I'm kind of limited in what my hair is able to do.
I do too. And so I have my hair short, and it's spiked all across the top, and it's blonde. Your hair is dark, right?
My hair is, yeah, kind of like a medium brown, and it's long,
yeah.
Really long.
Get it cut short and spike it funky. Do funky. You're young.
Oh, jeez.
or wear it in a way that is exotic, because I feel like you're very exotic, dear, and that you should be flowing with the beauty that you are. I'm being shown here that you have these very soft fabrics that you could put over you and just sort of drape it and look very whimsy, like if the wind blew, it would
mm-hmm.
blow with you. So go on and look like the cherry trees. You understand
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're
an artist.
So go look like that, and you'll attract somebody. Before you know, don't do it now. You got to wait till you move.
Right.
Okay.
That's
good luck.
Great.
Let us know how things go, all right?
Of course, of course. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. I wish you so much luck. It's going to be a beautiful
you.
Life, believe me.
I really feel that. This move,
yes,
I purchased a home.
That's why I'm saying
I just closed on a home yesterday. And it's a beautiful home. It's everyone who sees pictures of it says, oh, it's so you. Oh, my God. It's so you. And even the owners that sold it to me, they said, we can't imagine anyone else living here but you. So
see?
I just really feel that this is the right thing for me to do.
I do, too. I feel like it's going to be very successful. And make sure you send me something either through my website or on my email, so that I'll know that it's going well. And stay in touch, because I just feel like it's going to be beautiful. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
Bless you.
You too. All right. Good night.
Good night, dear.
All right. Take care, Teresa. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Yep. She's, things are going to work out really good for her, I believe. So, Barbara, we did a full hour together. Isn't that something?
Yep.
Just you and I.
That's good. Well, we're good, Michael. We're good together.
We're a good team. Yes, yes. You're great. I love how you talk to people. You're just, you really help people a lot. So it's just countless people. Do you ever sit and think about all the people you've helped in your life?
Yes, I have. And I said, I better have a big funeral. And when they're ready to put the cover down on top of the casket, I'm going to jump out and say, wait a minute, I got one more thing to do.
Yes, you are.
I can't imagine, but you never know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
But it's the beauty of life that's also special.
It is.
And thank you for having me on your show, Michael.
It's a pleasure. I just have enjoyed, you know, I know you're coming back next week, but I just feel like saying this. I just have so enjoyed, you know, getting to know you, and you've just been so special in my life. So thank you for that. So
you're welcome.
Anyway,
you're welcome.
I just wanted to say that.
That's what we're all together for, aren't we?
Yes, yes. Very much so. So we'll see you back here next week, Barbara. Have a great week.
For sure, and have a good weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Isn't she sweet? I love Barbara. Okay. That's going to do it here for this show. We do thank everybody and for being here. Got a little misty-eyed there. I don't know why, but I do know why. But anyway. The next show with Lisa, I guess it's going to be a rerun, previous show. And then I'll be live tomorrow. Tomorrow, Pandrea will be here. She is wonderful. If you haven't been here for a Pandrea show, it's tomorrow, afternoon, 1:30 Eastern time. And then we'll be on the air tomorrow evening. Plus tomorrow night, we have a special two sisters who are amazing psychic mediums will be here tomorrow at 9 Eastern, okay, for our primetime show. Angel and her sister were unable to do it last week. So anyway, we'll be here tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Bonnie, for all your help. And Carol, thanks for listening, my friend in Pennsylvania. Take care, everybody.